Dr. Robertson, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Jo, what is the importance of having formal guidelines to teach young people how to communicate online about suicide?
Yeah, so we know that young people use social media to talk about suicide all the time, and it offers a whole range of benefits in terms of giving them a sense of community, a sense of being able to get peer-to-peer support in a very non-stigmatizing and readily accessible way. But we know there are challenges that exist sometimes in the way that we communicate about suicide. So we know that there are certain types of language or conversations that might be unhelpful or distressing for other people to be exposed to, or can lead to kind of copycat or contagion type incidences. So it's important that we're equipping young people to have the sorts of conversations that are important for them to have, but equipping them to do that safely. So we know that there are guidelines, for example, for mainstream media around how to report about suicide, but they have limited utility for young people who are kind of digital natives, really. They're creators of their own content. So it's great that, you know, that professional journalists and journalism outlets have got guidelines for them to follow about safe reporting of suicide. But these are really developed with young people and with young people in mind.
And what kind of issues have you found with the way youth currently talk about suicide that sparked the need to release these guidelines?
Well, I think young people find social media a really important source of communication. But they feel ill-equipped to have conversations about suicide. They want to talk about these issues. It's a big deal for them. They often get, young people often have suicidal thoughts themselves. Well, they're often exposed to content posted by others of their suicidal thoughts, and they want to help, but they don't know how to. So one of the things we've been doing is we've been working with young people throughout the duration of this project, and we've been listening to some of the challenges that they said that they experience when talking about suicide and really tried to respond to those. So we've really tried to give them a language to use if they're worried about somebody else. Here's how to ask them if they're okay, and here are some things that you might do in response to that. Or if you want to share your own feelings or your own stories, here are some things to think about, or here are some things that you might want to include in your posting, and here are some things that you might want to stay away from.
If you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're joined by Dr. Jo Robinson, Head of Suicide Prevention Research at Origin, the National Centre of Excellence in Youth Mental Health, about their world-first guidelines to assist young people in talking safely about suicide online. Now, Jo, the guidelines that you've developed focus specifically on online communication. Why did you choose this form of communication to focus on?
Well, we know that young people talk about suicide online all the time. We also know, actually, that young people's on and offline worlds are very integrated, perhaps in a way that mine isn't, the professionals aren't. So we do hope that there's a lot of information in these guidelines that will just simply help them communicate about suicide generally in a safer and more constructive way. But we do know that, as I said, there are guidelines for mainstream media around how to report on suicide or how to talk about suicide in print media, so in newspapers or on television. But with young people, you know, the way that they use social media and the way news is created now, we really felt there was a gap in the market, if you like, for some guidelines around social media and how to talk safely on social media. It presents a whole different set of challenges, I think, in the way that communication occurs and messages get spread very quickly and the interactive nature of it. So we really felt there was a gap in the market in terms of helping equip young people to have these conversations safely in that kind of environment.
And how are you hoping that these guidelines could potentially assist parents and educators alongside young people?
That's right. So the guidelines are developed very much with young people in mind, but we also hope that they'll be very useful for parents and teachers and clinical staff, often who generally feel under-equipped in terms of equipping their young people to talk, have these conversations safely. So we hope that there'll be a lot of uptake from, as I say, from school staff, from community workers and from parents as well. One of the things that we're doing now is we'll be working with young people over the coming months to co-design a series of kind of campaign messages, if you like, that will be based on the guidelines that will start to push them out in a very relatable and shareable way. So, you know, we know that young people are fairly unlikely to access a 20-page PDF that's going to sit on an Origin website. So what we're now doing is working with young people to bring aspects of those guidelines to life that we can then push out in sort of short videos or shorter messages that will be much more shareable, I think, for young people.
Well, you're creating these new, really accessible ways to access the guidelines, but how can young people access these guidelines right now?
So the guidelines are freely available to download off the Origin website. So you can just look at our website and the guidelines will be right there, ready for people to download. We're also doing a webinar on Thursday lunchtime, around 2 o'clock on Thursday, talking about the guidelines and how they were developed and going into a bit more detail about that. And there'll also be a Facebook Live event that will be hosted by BuzzFeed on Monday evening, so people will be able to access information that way.
Right, well, be pretty interesting to see these webinars. Jo, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.